Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are studying the subject of faith to overcome. In 1 John 5:4, we find this promise: "For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith." God promised us that we could have an overcoming faith that would give us victory over those things in this world that try to overcome us. Jesus said in John 16:3, "In this world you will have tribulation," which means pressure or trouble, "but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." God has given every single believer a measure of faith, and he fully intended that faith to be used to overcome the pressures and the troubles that we would face in this life. Yesterday, we began to discuss why it is that so often believers fail to have a faith that overcomes the trials and tribulations of life. One major obstacle is our own logic and carnal reasoning. Satan himself will attempt to engage your mind in thinking with rational or logical thinking about spiritual things. For example, in the Garden of Eden, we know that God had given Adam and Eve one commandment, and that was that they were not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. All the other trees in the garden were available to them to eat, to enjoy the fruit, but they were given the single command not to eat of this certain tree. In the process of attempting to tempt Eve into partaking of that forbidden fruit, Satan questioned God's motives and God's truthfulness to Eve. And it was through that snare that Eve fell prey to the temptation to question God's word and his motives for giving that specific commandment, and perhaps even doubt that he was being truthful, because God had said to them, the day they eat of that fruit, they would surely die. Satan said, "Has God really said that?" And he began to question God's truthfulness and the motive behind that commandment. He still uses the same tactics today. Satan will attempt to appeal to the believer's natural thinking, carnal thinking, logic and reasoning, in order to discredit the Word of God to the believer's mind. For example, the Word of God says that Jesus came to give life and give it more abundantly. It also tells us in that same verse, John 10:10, that Satan the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy. From that one verse, we find Satan's mission statement and Jesus' purpose. Yet Satan will come along when some tragedy or difficulty has come into the life of a believer and try to reverse that, and will accuse God to the believer, saying something like, "If God's such a good God, why did he let that happen?" When in truthfulness and in reality, it was Satan himself that was the author behind the very destruction that he is accusing God of perpetrating in the life of that person. If a person falls prey to that line of thinking and begins to entertain those thoughts and begins to consider that perhaps God isn't true, perhaps God's word isn't what it says it is, perhaps God's motives are bad. Perhaps God isn't as good as he claims in his word, or that God isn't love. If that person even entertains that line of reasoning and thinking, which sound to the logical mind to be true based on circumstantial evidence, that individual's faith will be shattered. In order to have overcoming faith, faith that overcomes every single trial and difficulty, trouble, and pressure of life that we may face in this world, we have to begin at the place where we decide beyond a shadow of a doubt, beyond circumstantial evidence, beyond whatever Satan may propose as being true, that God's word is truer than any circumstance or any feeling we might be experiencing, or even any evidence that appears to be a reality that contradicts the word of God. We must come to the place that we have decided that we will side with God's word in every situation, and we will not entertain for a moment questioning the motives of God, the character of God, the goodness of God, the truthfulness of God, or his word. For example, in the Word of God, we find many great men and women of faith whose faith would certainly have been destroyed, undermined, had they entertained that spiritual question that Satan loves to pose about God's goodness or God's motives or the truthfulness of his promises. Take Daniel, for example. Daniel was a godly man. You read about him in the book of Daniel, and you see that he was very prayerful man. He believed the word of God. He communed with God. He had revelation from God. He walked with God. And he lived in the middle of a very heathen culture of Babylon. He was, you could say, working for an ungodly employer. He was employed in the court of the king of Babylon, and in truthfulness, worked for multiple kings, and yet he was a very solid believer. Now, Daniel faced a situation that might have shaken the faith of many a Christian today. And it's the very kind of situation that Satan would love to question the character of God, the word of God, to the person's mind. Daniel had been serving the king very faithfully, uprightly. He was not corrupt as many of the other officials in the king's court were at that time. And he loved God and honored God and prayed three times a day to the Lord. In the course of his very godly behavior, he faced a most difficult situation, which landed him in the lion's den. Now, one way that Satan will try to absolutely upend your faith, rattle your faith, is by saying to you at a time like that, when the circumstance seems absolutely contrary to God's word that promises that God's our refuge and our fortress, truly a help in time of trouble, and that those who trust in the Lord will be like Mount Zion, which can't be removed but abides forever, and that the Lord surrounds his people from this time forth and forevermore. All these promises Daniel knew. They were in the word of God that even Daniel had access to at that time. These were promises about God's character. Now, had Daniel entertained Satan's slanderous statements when he's being thrown into the den of lions and began to say, "Where is God? Where's the God that says he'll protect me? Where's the God that says he surrounds me? What is this that is happening to me when I have served God faithfully?" Had he even entertained such thoughts, his faith would have been shaken. It would have been destroyed. He would not have had faith to overcome the situation that he was facing. Hebrews speaks of Daniel's faith and commends it. He had faith to overcome, a faith that literally shut the mouth of lions. But had Daniel fallen prey to the assault of the enemy that goes after every believer and questions God's character, questions God's truthfulness, questions God's faithfulness to his own word, to the mind of the person who is under pressure in their life. Had Daniel fallen prey to that, he would not have survived the lion's den. If you are under pressure today, if you are being assaulted from every side, pressures of life, tribulation, pressing you, it is not a time to give in to the slanderous accusations of the enemy of your soul, who will slander God to you and say that God caused the problem you're facing. And not only did he cause it, he's abandoned you and won't help you out of it. Those are lies that will undermine your faith if you entertain them for a moment. Cast such thoughts down and say to the enemy of your soul, I refuse to believe your lies. My God is faithful who promised. That is the truth about God, and his promises are good. They are true for today. God has not changed. He will deliver the righteous from every affliction, but you must stand steadfast upon his word and his promises and resist the lies of the enemy that will try to steal your overcoming faith. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to stand fast in the confession of your faith and have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.